It would refer to the legality of it.
What would you call real low quality whiskey?
Rot gut.
Okay. And that could be legal, or legal?
Yeah, that could be legal.
What about the beer that you make at home? Is there any special name for that?
Homebrew.
And what do you call someone who's addicted to liquor?
Oh, an alcoholic, principally, but there are all kinds of names, I suppose.
What about someone with wine?
A wino.
Okay. And what different
That's a great term.
What kinds of drugs do people do?
Well, marijuana and heroin, and I guess that's what you're talking about. Those are the principal ones, I guess, that people use.
Are there slang names for any of those? Like for marijuana?
Well, in general, I guess the slang name is dope. But marijuana,
what would dope refer to? I mean, would that be one specific drug or just...
I always think of that as referring to any kind of a drug.
Mm-hmm. What about hard drugs? Any special names for different ones? Or?
Well, I suppose I've heard all the names, but I'm not sure I know what they refer to. I'm not all that familiar with them.
Was that, when you were in school, was that pretty quiet? Or was
drugs?
Yeah.
No, I missed the whole thing. Drug culture. That's something that happened almost immediately after I got out of school. Everything happened immediately after I got out of school.
How did y'all feel about Vietnam and all when you were college age?
Well, of course, when I first got into college, nobody ever heard of it. That was 1960, you know, and nobody even knew where it was. But, of course, by the time I got out of law school, that was the middle of it. And I would say, generally, the people I knew were opposed to it. I was. Of course, part of the reason was that we were all kind of imminently getting ready to go into it.
What were you going to do to keep from going into it?
Nothing.
You wouldn't go?
Oh, yeah. I don't know why I didn't go. I was just lucky.
What do you call someone who takes drugs and, like heroin, you know, can't help?
An addict.
Okay, any slang names for...
A dope fiend. That's an old expression.
And what do you call someone who sells drugs?
I think that's a junkie.
Okay.
I've never been sure whether a junkie is the guy who sells it or just anybody who takes them or has something to do with them.
What would you call the area in town where junkies and bums, people like that, would hang out?
Well, I really don't know where junkies hang out, except that they hang out, I suppose, in any kind of a low-income area. But the where bums hang out, we always refer to it by the streets, and the place where the center point where all the bums hang out is at the corner of Camp and Julia, Camp Street and Julia. You can see it out of this window. And Lafayette Square in that area. But I don't know if there's any drugs in that area, and there may be. I just don't know.
Did you ever use the term Skid Row for that?
Not really. Just generally, I suppose you would, but I wouldn't refer to that area as Skid Row. Skid Row is somewhere in Chicago or someplace.
Do you think of it as a more urban or just a more northern term?
More northern.
What do you think of a
Midwestern, even.
A bum is. How would you define a bum?